I'm sorry, I was working on the essay for way too long. I really overestimated my concentration abilities. But it's all done now, so no need to worry about that anymore. Are you feeling good? Would you mind if we cuddled? I just really the whole time and I was trying to write the essay, I was missing being in your arms, being under the blankets, kind of getting all comfy and barely talking anything that makes sense. Oh god, I know that I know that you hate that when I get tired, I get too tired to make any sound, so my voice sounds starts cutting out at certain words and you barely understand anymore, and then you just pretend. When you told me that you sometimes say yeah after anything, just to make me feel better. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, to be honest. Do you want to cuddle kind of closer? Can I just grab your hand? I know that you find it weird. I kinda just wanna caress it for a while, okay? Okay, no. No. I know that you hate that I make less sense by every second, and that somehow during these weird hours I start remembering stories I didn't even know I remembered. And then we just ramble and talk for hours about topics that we don't even remember the next day, but I feel like that's one of my favorite moments with you. Yeah. Even though I barely remember them, it's the comfort, the feeling of it's just a feeling of being safe. Do you have anything you want to talk about? Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I do wish that you know that I love to listen to you, so sometimes I wish that you would keep talking for hours and I could listen to you, but that's not the way conversation works, does it? Are you feeling tired? okay, but my eyes are barely, I can barely keep them up. I'm really trying. First it's the body, then it's the eyes. I don't know if I ever told you, but sometimes it's like, sometimes I'm still awake and I still want to talk to you, but my mouth is just too tired to move, so everything that comes out, it's just like but I just want to talk, but I'm way too tired. But that's how you know, right? Yeah. I was looking at the, like, things we could do during the summer, when the corona ends, and I don't know why, but I just started thinking about my childhood and I, and stuff like that, and I just kind of want to go and try, like, maybe go, like, it doesn't have to be, like, camping, but just, like, go outside, nature, I guess, and have like a small grill and have some marshmallows during the sunset and maybe have some music in the background. I always have to have the music. Recently I just had like the urge to like find a lot of things to do, and like most of the events they kind of advertise are not the best, not gonna lie. Yeah, the only thing is like I don't know if summer's gonna be normal, like, I really wish it will be normal, but I really don't know. I wanna go with you to the beach, go swimming, do like, all the summer things. Oh, and ice cream, I really wanna make my own ice cream too, but don't have the ice cream maker, so I don't know how I make my way around that one, but that's a thing on the bucket list. Yeah, I remember when I was in like 7th grade, me and my best friend used to always, like the week before summer break, we would like a ready bucket list of all the things we want to do during the summer. But the thing is, like, we never did a single thing. Or maybe a few, but like the basics, like have a water balloon fight, then go camping and go swimming or try surfing or anything. But when it came to the more weird stuff, that would kind of maybe not go the best. Did you ever do that? Like, have to bucket list? Yeah. I kind of want to do a bucket list with you, but I also kind of want to be a bit spontaneous about it. If that's even possible next summer. you're so warm.